Hey guys, it's the Guy Code Podcast. Ryan McKee and Ryan Ling.
It's true.
It's been a while. In case you forgot what Ryan's voice sounds like.
How would you describe?
It's a nice low baritone.
It's a crazy timbre.
We're here with the Fat Awesome guys. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jimmy.
Hi, I'm Justin.
That was so cheesy. Let's do it again.
All right. Hi, I'm Jimmy. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Hi, guys. I'm Jimmy.
Yo, what's going? I'm Justin.
You guys are a sketch group from Boston.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you call yourself a sketch group? Explain what
comedy
you do.
Comedy duo? Is that, if that's a thing?
How do you describe it?
YouTube.
I'm not a YouTube sensation.
I don't know.
Try explaining to your...
Justin, what do you do?
Try explaining to parents that you make YouTube videos for a living.
Does YouTube pay your insurance?
Have you guys been living off of like YouTube videos, essentially? Or have you been able to?
We've done more branded stuff. But the YouTube stuff, it has put us in a position where we are doing that majority of the time.
Yeah.
We also do some other stuff, too. But
when it comes, YouTube. how many views do you guys have collectively with all of your videos?
I think close to 50 million,
yeah, about
maybe.
50 million, probably more now. I'm not really sure.
That's insane to me.
You're not looking at it every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I tell mom, 50 million people, mom.
Yeah, my dad.
50
like,
million people. They're like,
been in the newspaper recently.
Like, we're like in the local paper, and it's like,
like,
oh,
you're going
wow.
backwards if you're in the newspaper,
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah.
What are the levels of like YouTube success numbers? Like, how does that even rate? Because I'm pretty unfamiliar with.
Just like what would be considered a big deal.
Yeah, how do you guys view yourselves?
We look at
people in relation to like.
We look at people that are doing better than us, and then we're like, we want to be equal to them, and then better than them.
Like what numbers? Who do you aspire to as far as numbers?
It's tough because like people who have like a similar sensibility as we do, they aren't the people who are getting the most views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're always finding that balance. Between like, you know, you could have people like, hey, how's it going, man? And like all these jump cuts and they have like millions of views for them just putting a web camera.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have something really, really funny that maybe has like 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so we have to put in way more effort than just popping up a webcam. It would be cool.
I'm going to pitch you guys an idea and you're going to be rich off of it. Give it a just stare straight in the camera. And talk about what's on your mind, and then jump cut.
Kids love that.
From every word.
That is verbatim what half of the big stuff is. Sounding like such a hater, but...
Yeah.
And it's true.
These Fat Awesome guys sure are negative.
What's with these guys?
Like the... We did a thing on Jenna Marbles recently, and
perfect
it just like
example.
Blew up. Like I was just watching her videos; they're so simple. I mean, they're not unfunny,
right? Right. Yeah.
But like, they are very simple compared to what you guys do, and you're doing. I mean, some of them are unfunny. That's right. I'm not saying she's shit and gold, guys.
I think she's gonna be the first female president.
Yeah,
she's
going
all
not.
She's from Boston.
A question.
Is she?
No, she posted Lady Gaga's purse on her website.
Yeah, she did a long time ago. Then we sent a message to her to see if we want. We didn't even know who she was. she obviously didn't know who we were either. But we wanted to work with her. Like, she's from Boston. She had a lot of fans. We actually didn't even know how many fans she had.
Then
we
she was like huge.
She's the Lady Gaga of YouTube.
Like,
now.
We're like, you want to be in a YouTube video? She's like, fuck you guys.
Try to get to my level.
Do you even know my rate?
We hit her up actually a couple of times.
Because why not?
If we're being honest.
How long were you guys doing it before like you actually started to see some traction?
Long.
I don't know. I mean, it started off like...
Doing it seriously? Yeah. No. We started out, you know.
Got some good hits.
Yeah. We first started doing it, like making videos together with no intention, with no like... Not trying to get an audience or anything, just, you know, for our friends and stuff like that, and, you know, shooting stupid videos. And then when viral videos, like, started becoming a thing.
Was YouTube even up when you started shooting videos?
No. It was. I think it was, like, really, really the early days when viral video, like, it just started becoming, like, you know, it wasn't a household phrase name at that point. But we did this video called Turtle Boy, and that was, we had just finished college. Oh no, we didn't even graduate yet. But
let's rewind it a little bit.
What did we do before that?
We filmed a video about making our own Ninja Turtles. And we got this kid who, you know, was a strange looking, you know, kid from my college, and asked him if he wanted to be. Basically, we got little Ninja Turtles. We bought a canister of ooze off eBay. We tried to turn the Ninja Turtles into other turtles into a Ninja Turtle. Well, basically, what we did is we took this kid from my college.
Strange looking kid.
Yeah, strange looking kid. Well,
let's be honest. He just turned the podcast off.
In tears. Yeah. God damn.
We put him in a jock strap and we painted him green. Shaved his head and painted him green. And then then the offshoot of that was, after we filmed the sketch, we had to clean him off. So we hosed him down. We told him to do ninja moves. And we put it to hardcore music. And that specific part of the video blew up.
So the part that you didn't really plan.
It was more of an accidental viral.
We knew it was viral, yeah, the ones that we finished.
Done,
yeah, we did. And then, yeah. The funny part was, we filmed it in my parents' backyard. And like, so my dad like looks out the window and it's like this kid painted green. Him getting hosed off and like four dudes yelling at him. No, do ninja moves.
Stop trying to pretend to be funny.
Yeah.
He's like, we're all going
take
to
this
hell.
Seriously, yeah. Goddamn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, that's the direction we usually give. Don't try to be funny. Just listen to what we're saying.
It's true. Were you guys going to college for production or?
I did a little bit. I was an English major, but I studied digital video and I took like traditional film courses too. But, most of the experience I was from interning and working at production companies, post-production places too.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school to be an engineer.
Oh.
Yeah, mechanical engineer. And then, you know, I'm really happy that I wasted all that money.
All that hard work.
Yeah.
It's paid off.
What makes you guys real different than a lot of stuff is you also animate, right?
Yeah.
How did you learn animation? It doesn't seem as easy just to pick up.
We still do, just not as often, but we have a webcomic series, and we've always been, we've always drawn.
Yeah.
So doing webcomics was a natural progression, like kind of just a means of getting some of our jokes out.
Yeah.
But just the animation stuff was basically just figuring out how to do it.
We just taught ourselves how to do it, basically.
Yeah.
I've always been, not even secretly enjoyed, but, if you guys have over 50 million hits, you have to have some pretty amazing comments on your videos.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Do any comments stand out that you can remember?
They're ruthless. Absolutely ruthless. People are animals. I don't even read them anymore. I mean, Jimmy, you might know how they are now. They're usually good now, but when we were posting our stuff on
College Humor and E-bombs.
Stuff like that. There's people. Some serious.
Did you ever try to engage with any of them? Like, make that mistake?
Didn't your brother?
I don't know. Something he would do. I don't know if he did.
I'm going to track him down.
Come through this computer and kick your ass.
He would do that, but I don't know if that ever happened. Maybe. That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
Anyways, nothing really stands out, but, you know, people have been very eloquently insulted some of the things we've done.
This is neither fat nor awesome.
That's the most common one quite a few times. It's classic. Yeah. If you guys
Somebody's
are thinking
like,
of posting,
got
it's
it.
Not original. Yeah.
If you're thinking of commenting on this podcast, that it's already been done. So at what point did you go from this is just fun to this is something we could actually do and make some money off of? Like, was there a turning point or?
The time that we actually work with an agency up in near where we live, north of Boston. But I got to a point where we were trying to not do any other job full time. We wanted to devote our time to this, and we're like, what? We had to put ourselves in a position where we could devote more time to it. So basically, we started a production company and started doing video production for small businesses and stuff. And it just gave us, you know, some income so we could focus more on Fat Awesome. And we wouldn't have to get time off of work to make.
So we
were
making office tutorial videos and stuff.
It's crazy. Legit, within a week, we can film video for an attorney and film a video about jerking a dude off within 12 hours. Our work ranges from complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Do you ever use that video of, you know, a guy jerking off to get work from a lawyer?
Yeah, we actually, here's what we can do. Yeah, we were down filming with these attorneys, I don't know, in some other part of the country. Texas. I can't even remember, Texas maybe. And we showed them a video basically about like, one of the many videos where we end up jerking off the end. And they liked it.
Oh, so. what was really funny is we filmed one. I won't say it was for a client who was a conservative client for some of the corporate work we do. We showed them they wanted to do a video that was relevant to Valentine's Day. We showed them our Valentine's Day video, which ends with like, "And sign your card and seal it with a kiss." And then Justin says, "And you will be on the you will ride the train to Poontown." And then we're sitting there watching this with the client, and the client goes, "What's Poontown?" We just laughed it off until she didn't ask.
Like, yeah. She's like, "But what is it?"
Yeah.
That's a huge question on so many different levels, ma'am.
You guys have so many videos. I feel like I've heard these stories in passing, just knowing you guys in the recent history. But has anything like ridiculous happened if you're like shooting out in public, whether it's like a hidden camera bit or
Do we even want to say this? This person is probably listening and waiting to kill me. We have an arch enemy out there.
It's the fat awesome
take
villain.
That risk.
Like a super villain too.
This honestly makes me a little uncomfortable to talk about it, but I'll go for it. We were filming.
This is the stuff they
want
to hear.
Yeah.
The people.
This is the juicy stuff. We were filming at the mall, a hidden camera bit, and basically, the gist of it was to borrow people's phones and see how, ask people, say, "Oh, my phone died. Can I use your phone?" And see how long we could keep the conversation going. And the gist of it was, I'm going to use this dude's phone to call an ex-girlfriend who has a restraining order on me.
Mm-hmm.
So get some dude who just happens to be like 6'5".
Looks exactly like Frankenstein.
And like, "Hey man, my phone died. Can I use your phone?" Get his phone. Pretend to call an ex-girlfriend, like, "Hey, don't hang up the phone, it's Jimmy, like, I'm calling from someone else, just please don't hang up, I just want you to know I miss you, I love you, I've been crying, blah, blah, blah," all this stuff, and it's like, "Oh, I've been watching Titanic every day, it makes me cry, I can't make it through the movie," all this stuff. That part is relevant because after we told him it was a hidden camera thing, we tried to get him to sign a release.
Well, he
big
grabbed
mistake.
The phone back from you.
Yeah.
You were finally done, he stormed off.
I was standing there with the phone, and I could feel this guy, like, this guy's going to blow. Like, he's going to blow up. Yeah. And I was like,
How long were you on, probably?
Maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to call.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was holding the guy's phone, basically.
But he flipped out, got in my face, screaming. People called the police. Like, we were in the mall. I remember being standing against the wall, looking up, and there was just a crowd of people. Everyone was like with their phones out and stuff, waiting for like a brawl to erupt.
were about to be on World Star.
Yes. But the best part was the police came. There were like 4 police officers there. And one of them, the guy was so angry that we had like tricked him or something. But
and what made him so angry?
He was
like, what?
He fell over the cop's shoulder.
Yeah.
"I'm going to kick your ass. I know where your office is.
The
I'm
cop
coming up
gave
coming
him,
for you." And it was scary.
Yeah. The cop gave him our address, and he's like, "Oh, if he wants to press charges, blah, blah." And I was like, "You just gave this psycho our address. Like, what are you doing?"
Cop's like, "Oh, you know, I think it'll be all right.
Yeah. If not, good luck.
Just call us."
But the guy was trying
to
explain.
If he starts kicking your ass, call us.
Yeah. The guy was trying to explain to the police what had happened. And he's like, "This son of a bitch took my phone, talking about some Titanic bullshit, missing his girlfriend and crying." And I started laughing, and that was like the last straw. That's when he started screaming over their shoulders. Yeah. Look at his kid laugh, this punk. And then meanwhile, everyone in the mall is looking at me like, this kid probably stole something and got in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't see what
he stole this man's dignity.
When the guy started flipping out and saying he was going to call the police, I was like, everybody up and leaving.
Everyone peaced out.
So I was
up.
So
I was
there. Walking. Mm-hmm. I thought you were walking. I get to the car. I'm sitting in the car with my friend. I was like, "Ooh, that got kind of crazy." And then he calls me. He's like, "You got to come back in."
Because
like, he's like, "The cops are here." I was like, "Shut up."
Oh my God.
He's like, "The cops are here." I was like, "How did you not get away from this guy?" He's like,
"I went to leave." No, it wasn't that. I went to leave. I was marching away. Jacob, we sent our friend Jacob, who's to go get the release. He flipped out at him. So then I went over and was like, dude, like, it was just a joke. And then he flipped out at me. And then we both went to leave. And he made such a big scene. People called the police. And a security guard said, I was like, I'm leaving. The security guard's, you can't leave. You have to, like, there has to be a police report filed. So, like, you have to be here for that.
Because oh, you
like,
guys I wasn't were trying to reason leave. With him for a second? I don't,
no,
whatever.
I wasn't. I know to evacuate those situations. Something similar happened before where we had this idea to, let's prank our friend's new girlfriend by pretending that one of our friends is asleep in the back seat, but it's a mannequin, and we're going to push him out of the car while we're driving. We legit did this. We thought it was going to be funny. It was not funny because we end up doing it in front of a group of kids that was like playing outside. And the mom.
I don't think you guys did that on purpose, right? The mom's, that just was coincidence.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
The mom's flipped.
No, I said, here comes some kids.
But I was like, that mannequin. It's like, that mannequin is like $200. Like, I got to go get that. So I tell my friend to pull over, and I walk over and pick up the mannequin. I have a barrage of moms sprinting out of their houses. Like, I wasn't in the mic.
Into the mic.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're helping? Or
no, to yell at me.
They were just pissed.
Yeah. I sound like the biggest punk.
You're ever. Like, that's the night I was on the news.
Yeah. There's so many people that are like, oh.
I feel like the stereotype of Boston guys wanting to fight makes your job dangerous.
It does. Yes. Oh, yeah. We watch these hidden camera videos where it's like, there's so many hidden camera videos of guys trying to get girls to kiss them. And they're just like, endless videos. And like, it's like, hey, can I... I like your shoes. Can you kiss me? And the girls are like, okay. And I was like, what magical land is it that like the girls aren't punching these guys in the face and slapping them across the face? That would never happen in Boston. We can't even like, what have we done for hidden camera where people have like.
We've Boston? Given up on a handful of hidden camera things because people in Boston are just like no.
Even
having
the
not
cop told us. He's like, you want to try to do this kind of stuff? You're going to. I would have smashed your camera right in front of you.
Yeah. Like he said that. He's like, I would have punched you in the face. He should have knocked you out. Like the cop said that.
I'm like, going to give him your address.
Yeah. And he did.
I mean, did you guys just give up on it? I would have like way too many nerves like going out. Like I get uncomfortable like being behind the camera sometimes when you're trying to do like man on the street stuff and people start getting angry.
Yeah, we've bailed on some of them.
Oh, and my dad makes it worse. Because my dad is like, Tony, these guys are going to push, they're going to press charges because, you know, you're going to do something and you're going to make the guy so angry and then he's going to sue because he, like, what is it when you're emotionally distraught? And, like, he starts putting all these crazy thoughts in my head and I'm like, I don't want to, like, you know, you can't put anything past anybody.
Then we go to film something and Justin's like, what if we give that person a heart attack and they die? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, it could happen. And I'm like, yeah, maybe it could happen.
This makes everything super. It's like the nicest, kindest thing. Like we had like a hidden camera where we're like, just like my foot. I said, oh, my foot fell asleep. Like, can you tuck it into this little bed we have here? Like Sesame Street level hidden camera prank. And it was still like, ooh, I hope I don't like anybody doesn't like lose their mind and have a heart attack. So, I don't know.
Get attacked by a homeless person.
Yeah.
For those listening that don't know what you guys do, how would you describe it? I mean, you do hidden camera animation. What are your sketches about? What's kind of the...
We'd like...
video games?
Yeah, we like video games and superheroes. Yeah. And should we go be more specific?
Like, what's the whole thought process where you're like... Or just your perspective on like, yes, we need to do a sketch about this.
We
like,
try
what topic
to,
is that?
Yeah. Usually we like try to make fun of everything, but, you know, obviously through our lens, but everything is fair game. Like, we don't try to have a specific agenda. Like, let's do something about race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like it usually comes from something we're passionate about or just some random idea, and if it clicks with both of us, then,
yeah. It'd be funny if you look at our sketch and it's like, you guys are passionate about Lady Gaga... Gay dicks. Bus. Dicks. Yeah. Yeah. No, we do have a lot of dick jokes, but it's like they're classy though.
They make us laugh.
Yeah.
It's pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
Which we appreciate on Guy Code.
Someone has to fill that void of dick jokes.
The other way. Yeah, whatever.
If somebody wanted to start doing stuff on YouTube now, is there any kind of advice other than just don't?
Don't do it.
We don't want any competition.
Well, kids, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Now, honestly, though, we made a lot of stuff that we don't even post because it has helped us improve our content so much by making a lot of bad content. And sometimes we don't even know, you know, we film something, we look at it after, and we're like, wow, this is garbage. Some people might say that about all our videos, but...
Yeah. Have you ever pulled something down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, did you guys put it up thinking it's good, and then you're like, oh, everybody hates this. Yes.
It's usually...
Yes.
Yeah, we have definitely done that a lot of times. We had a really good idea, I thought, to do a Pitbull Christmas song. Like, a Christmas song.
I'm on board already.
Yeah. Christmas song basically with Pitbull just...
Saying Dale.
Pitbullifying the song. And we were like, this is genius. And this is actually really funny. We filmed it at our local like Access Television studio. We had two girls show up to dance with our Pitbull. Like, two girls off Craigslist. Yeah. And they showed up in like lingerie. Yeah. And we were like, whoa, you guys should probably cover up a little bit.
There's just funny, we're in like the Access Television thing. And we're like, yeah, send them back to like these two girls in thongs, basically. Like,
they're like teaching like elementary school kids, like, this is how you use a camera, blah blah. And it's like, send the girls back.
Yeah. In the studio. What was the ad that you posted? Like, what were you looking
for? We were like filming like a fake music video.
And they're like, lingerie then.
Yeah.
So they're like, ooh, music video.
Yeah.
They were very nice.
Yeah, they were very nice. Yeah.
It was just, it was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was like, she was wearing like a dress made out of like gauze. You could like see clearly her thong and her bra. And it was, you know.
I still don't understand the problem. What? So. Where did it all go wrong?
Did you guys end up still shooting it and then it didn't work?
We put a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
And then and people were just like,
it was
no.
called Jingle Dale. You know
It was just like the Miami area code over and over.
We had lots of, I thought the lines were good. It was like Santa Claus bring me like bags of thongs, lots of thongs, like Dale.
It was just a little outside of like, we just couldn't do it right from a production standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made it not click. That's all. Yeah. Maybe it will make a
sometimes that happens. All a learning experience.
Yeah. That's what I would say. For people doing stuff on YouTube, it's good. The more tools that you have, like we didn't know how to do, you know, After Effects graphics and stuff like that, so we just figured out how to do it. The more stuff that you have control of, the better. You don't have to rely on anybody.
Yes.
So that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Is there some kind of YouTube community? Like, of people that you guys know, like just from also doing it?
There's a lot of, like... There are a lot of YouTube communities where there is like crossover between different, you know, sketch groups or channels, but we just never have really gotten involved in it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if it's because not a lot of it is in Boston, but I know we are on YouTube and we've had, you know, decent amount of success on YouTube, but we still don't consider ourselves YouTube-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because, like, the things that seem like more prevalent on YouTube are very
they seem
like
more
fast
like
cuts,
a, yeah.
more geared towards shorter
YouTube
attention
like the connotation of YouTube stars sounds like a blogger who just stands in front of their camera or something like that.
Yep.
So it's almost like this stigma that we try to avoid, but
and we keep
which
pushing
is a
on.
YouTube which is a YouTube-y thing to do.
Yes.
It's like being a hipster. Nobody wants to consider themselves a hipster.
Such a hipster.